Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right, it's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Damn it.
I should be late all the time.
Yeah. I should be late all the time. It could be my trend.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Alicia.
I'm so glad you showed up. I also brought you, so.
Yes, I still need a driver until I'm all grown up, and then.
You're on your way. You're well on your way, I guarantee it. I've seen progress.
Next time, if you don't pick me up, I will just start jogging the day before.
Jogging?
I will be jogging to Traeger's.
Yeah, we're at Traeger's.
We are at Traeger's.
Look at you with the lead in.
I know, I like to do adult things every now and then. How long would it take me to jog here?
I don't know.
Let me jog back and time me.
It would be pretty presumptuous of me to guess your speed. That's pretty personal.
But it would be a wise idea to start the day before.
It would be the wise idea to go on the lower end. If I had to do an over-under, I would definitely do the over. So, no offense. But
I have a backpack with one singular pillow and a six-pack. I got this.
I got this. Yeah, we're at Traeger's. Female Encounters of the Life Kind, thank you for joining us. The old doghouse is out there, and so is the axe throwing.
I'm going to do it.
I know. We are both going to do it.
I wish it was more X throwing than axe, unless it was throwing axes at the X.
What if it was axe body spray throwing? We were just throwing bottles of axe.
Oh, God, and it was all like in dumpsters?
I would be lying if I told you I'd never have worn axe body spray, because I had.
Are you wearing it now?
No. Why?
When was the last time you wore it?
2007.
No one remembers that shit. You just pulled that number out of your ass.
Yeah. But it was probably around that time because I remember what I was doing when I thought that Axe body spray smelled good.
Was that when it was trending?
Yeah. Well, that's when it was trending in my life. So, yes.
God, where's Google when we need Google?
I don't know. We haven't seen her in weeks. Oh, Gigi. Good old Gigi. How are you? What's new? I feel like it's been a long time since the last time we recorded. It's only been a week. A week.
It wasn't a week, though.
No, it was
because we had so many downloads, so we'd like to thank everyone who downloads.
Tell your friends, woo!
And tell your friends to tell the friends.
And make friends, so you can tell more friends.
Oh God, we have to make friends?
If you want more downloads, that's...
That's going to be on you. Can we call like a not it and like who does what part of this job?
I suppose so. But okay. You're so much more sociable than I am.
What?
I get my zingers in when I do, but I'm not very sociable. I hate small talk. I hate small talk.
We have some good
Thank
zingers.
You for listening to the podcast where all we do is small talk.
And zingers.
And zingers.
Can we talk about our zingers that we had like last week, week before? Because they were...
Which ones?
Well, I swear that we have the best conversations not recorded.
Yeah.
But we were bashing somebody we don't like. I don't remember who it was. Not that we have people we don't like. However, we were talking about a vagina. And how a vagina can, if it's a good vagina, it's like a great hotel and you just want to hang out there, right? You want to stay.
Oh, we were talking about
yes,
this.
Yes, we were.
Yeah, we were. I don't think it, I wasn't under the impression that it led into that. I thought we were talking about different people's personalities.
Well, then it led into people's personalities. Okay, so, for example, instead of four seasons, we happen to know whore seasons. And instead of the Econo Lodge, it was the Econo Lodge.
Yeah, Daddy No No.
So,
there was also... our friend that can't see well. It wasn't me, but it was La Squinta.
La Squinta Inn. And then I think we came up with the La Quifa Inn.
Uh-huh.
Ended up taking all of these terrible hotels. Not terrible hotels, they're great. But we made them terrible nicknames. And what was the one of them? Last Resort? Yeah, that's me calling one of my exes. But so this is where I want, and I keep saying this, damn you guys, listen and do it, on the Facebook page. Well, feed in, like, give us some great hotel ideas to make fun of. What was the other one?
Funny Hotel.
Oh, the Discomfort Inn.
Yeah, there was a bunch of them.
I love this song.
I can't hear it. The Smiths?
They're
on your mirror, right? You wrote them on
the
mirror.
Oh, they are on the mirror.
Yeah.
So I write on my mirror,
somewhere,
folks.
In this world. You write it. It's a new thing for you to be writing on your mirror. I like it. I often think...
Oh, we had so many more. Oh, it was the Quality Inn and Control.
Quality Control Inn. Yeah.
Quality Control Inn, referring to that one friend who's got to be in charge of everything. And then the bridge, we're nice until you leave. And God, we had some really good ones.
Yeah.
What would be another good one? I don't even know half the hotel names.
I think we nailed them all, though. Oh. Because I know we nailed them all because I Googled as we were talking about them.
Did you really?
Yeah, because the next day I found one that was not a hotel. It was an Airbnb over by Smith's on 20th. It was like, excuse me, it was like Mimi's Place or something. I don't know. It was Mamie's. Mamie's, that's what it was. And I'm like, why didn't I take a screenshot of this? But what it was late. I needed to go to bed.
You Googled the whole time? That was like cheating. No, I was coming. I was working off of memory, man.
No, at the end I did, because I was like, I know we're missing a really good one, and we got them all. So it was.
I think we got most of them. I think we barely just scratched the surface. I think
probably as far as hotels go.
But yeah, my next road trip. Damn, I feel sorry for whoever's in the car, because every little billboard that says whatever Best Western. Oh my God, we haven't come up with one of the East Western. No, that would
We did Mid to Fair Western.
Oh, Mid to Fair.
Yeah.
It's not the best, guys. It's not the best. It's just Mid to Fair. Oh, and I sent you that one at work and I got nothing back. Instead of the double tree, or it was the double limb, and it was to Lieutenant Dan.
No, I didn't. I remember reading it, but I was doing something else, but I didn't get it when I read it.
Because we love Helen Keller and
now.
Lieutenant Dan.
I get it now, Carrie. Dang.
Dang, I was proud of
funny.
Myself.
That was funny. But yeah, it was a good time. We do have good conversations sometimes.
I think we're some witty bitches.
Yeah. Are you done Christmas shopping?
Well,
I haven't. I bought like three things, but I'm pretty sure they're all candles. Oh, no. Now I've told you what you're getting for Christmas.
Hey, there's a great place that sells gift certificates, just saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were at my neighbor's house. You were. Not you specifically, but your
we have quite a few in your hood.
Yeah, so I don't really need you because Freddie poops inside, so it's my own.
I can't put up with your shit.
Nothing. You don't need to come in my house.
No, but if you had a homie you wanted to give gift certificates to.
Oh no.
As far as my Christmas shopping, it's because I haven't decided on my list. I'm like, should I get something for this bitch? Nah. And then the next day I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm like, nah. And I have a certain person that I have to get something for by Friday. But I already know what I'm going to get on top of what I owe. Because I can't give her, you, that would be you. I can't give you what I owe you. Like, I owe you a robe, so I can't give you that as a gift. You're like, but you owe me this.
Yeah, you already.
So I already have in mind what I'm going to get you on top of your robe.
Like, literally on top of it? You're going to fold it up and put it on top of my robe? Or in addition to?
Well, no, it's something you can throw from the robe.
Myself?
Projectile vomit? Ooh, what hotel would that be?
Someone throw Mama from the train. Remember that? A horrible movie. Actually, I don't even know if it was horrible. I was too young.
I haven't seen that movie in forever. All I know is that my youngest son, when he was young, he looks like Danny DeVito.
He does?
Yeah.
So he thought I could see that.
When he was a baby, he looked like an angry old man, but he was short and half bald. So he looked like Danny DeVito. Is that a terrible thing to say about Danny?
No. There is a football player. I'm going to NFL nerd out real quick. There's a football player named Tommy DeVito for the New York Giants, and he is very Italian, obviously. Not related to Danny DeVito at all, but his agent
How do you know?
I don't know him personally. He's a backup for...
Like, did you Google the relationship there?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Did you really?
I Google everything, dude. Yeah, I did.
Wow.
When Google's not Google, I'm Google.
Okay.
But yeah, he's very Italian, and he is doing really well for the Giants currently, and I like him, and I'm an Eagles fan, go Birds, and he's a Giant, and I like him, and they do this in the crowd, they're like, yeah, va Napoli, eh?
Martha, what is that called? I don't know, you're Italian when you do that little point with the fingers and the thumb, like when Solo, my kid that looks like Dan DeVito, I would say, like, Solo, pick up your shoes, and he goes, Mamma mia, why you hate me? And I'm like, dude, it's your shoes, bro, pick them up.
Mamma mia.
But you can't do it without touching your fingers and your thumbs.
Well, that's... I've always said that.
It's like a little pinch.
Yeah, you're killing me, yeah.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
But yeah, it's a good story, so if you're...
I forgot where we were going with this. We were talking about football and Danny DeVito, but then I jumped in with Danny DeVito.
Oh, I said someone throw Mama from the train is where we came from that, but it's...
I squirreled out somewhere.
A little bit, but that's okay. That's okay. What else is new? What else is... hot and fresh out of the oven.
Well, my Mood swings.
I am looking forward to a snow day. I can feel it in my bones, and mostly.
Are we supposed to get one like day after tomorrow?
Maybe, but I can feel it in my bones because I have arthritis. So that's.
I have bum hips, and my hips don't lie. Well, there's weather coming.
Okay.
Shakira, back up.
Snow Kira.
Yes. Weather, yeah, weather, well, Kira.
Weather.
Yeah, my hips don't lie, and my hips say that we are going to get some snow soon.
You know what job I want? And I might have told you this already, but I want to be the dude that's like, it feels like. Because when you look at the weather, and it's like 32, but it feels like 29.
Oh yeah, who makes that damn decision?
I want to be him.
You want to be the one who describes all of our feelings?
Yeah, I want someone to call and be like, hey, go outside. What does it feel like to you? And then publish that, whatever I say. And if I'm, you know...
Well, that's what I want, like, heaven, with the hotel. I want people, like...
Heaven forbid I'm having a hot flash, so I go outside, I'm all, feels like 82. And then they publish that, and everyone's like,
and it's like mid-blizzard, and
yeah,
your face is red,
that's
like mine
typo
in a hot flash. You're like, son of a bitch, it's hot in here.
Where's my ice? Oh, here's snow.
I am always putting ice in my shirt when I have a hot flash.
Well, I know. That was our very first show.
I'm sure it's every show now. We just don't talk about it. It's just now I just do it often, and I used to get embarrassed about it, and now I don't care because they're like, your face is red.
I guess I missed the phase of you being embarrassed by it. I just skipped over all of that.
Now I just put ice in my bra and touch my whiskers, and
yeah. Oh, that was our first show. How cute.
Well, I thought our first show we were talking about toilet paper.
Yeah, and ice on our. Remember, I put the ice down my shirt. Oh.
No, that was like our second show when we decided if the nipples melt evenly.
I thought that was the first.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I thought it was nipply or something like that. Because I still swear that one of my nipples melts ice at a different rate.
Well, we tested it. So
I want to do an adult science fair project.
Why? Please find a better hobby that's...
to test things like that.
Please find something that
pays.
Well,
okay, so now I'm just going to get perverted, but that's okay. But you know how they say that cream is some young guy? Is actually really good, full of protein, and good for wrinkles on the skin, right?
Okay.
So it's like, can we get someone to test that and put cream of some young guy on the left side of their face for X amount of weeks and test the wrinkles?
No!
But then there's all kinds of things, like which nipple melts ice faster. I want an adult science fair.
We're not having an adult science fair. It's a waste of time. I do not have time for that.
But don't you want some answers for this?
Carrie, no. I didn't have time to do a science fair project when I was not an adult.
When you got a grade?
And I definitely
don't
have time
to
do it now.
But now you have, seriously, I don't know, inquisitive questions. Like, I want to know.
Google, bro. People have
done
this.
My dating life would be so different.
Your dating life would be different. Oh, by the way, speaking of your dating life, have you gone online?
No.
Have you made...
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that. That was your homework assignment.
That would be an adult science fair project to see
how this... No, that's just an adult project. That's just...
an adult project. What a great name. But yeah, I think... an adult science fair project. There's things I want to know because my dating life would be different if that facial cream worked wonders. And my hot flashes would be different if I knew where to put the ice.
You know what I saw? I saw this watch. It was for sale at Sam's Club, which reputable. It is a hot flash watch. It has something in it that like will cool you down on this watch. I don't know if it's like a little...
That probably costs money, and ice in the bra is free.
I've always
said
that.
I might get the dating life. So one,
I've always said
it's like,
that.
One hand feeds the other.
One piece of ice in your hand is worth two watches in the bush.
Well, no, because then if I have a wet t-shirt, some guy might hit on me, and he's just got Miracle Cream, so...
Oh,
it's like,
that's not random when you join a wet t-shirt contest,
this is one of those shows,
Carrie,
that I really hope my dad never listens to.
It's all of them for me. Oh, wait. Sometimes they just...
Half the time I can't show up because, you know, my mom died.
I can't make it, you know? Whatever. Are you doing anything for Christmas?
I'm going to be a jolly old soul. No, I'm not doing anything.
No, I thought about going back to Phoenix, but that drive kills me a little bit each time.
You want me to drive?
No, I'm not going to make you drive me to Phoenix.
Because I'm not allowed to drive.
No.
That'd make the drive that much more fun.
No, we're not doing that. But then I thought maybe I'd go down to Albuquerque. I don't know. Last year, I spent...
I don't have
Christmas
kids and I have nothing
Vegas.
To do. Oh, let's go to Vegas. I have a place to stay.
I hated Vegas.
Oh, okay. Fuck off then.
I like Vegas, but Christmas in Vegas, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it is the least jolly place in the whole United States, I dare say.
If you want to go somewhere, I'll go somewhere with you. Oh,
you
want to
go
see? I know where we can go. Do you want to go? Just because I have a ton of homies in the hood. I sounded hardcore, huh? Go with your bad self. Because I have no kids and I have no job because I'm not allowed to work. But the whole Denver area, because then there's Fort Collins and Colorado Springs and...
Yeah, they probably get snow, too. It would be a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm in.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
I'm in.
I think yes, let's go. What do you want to do there?
I don't know. Obviously, just drive around and look at Christmas lights and then come home, obviously.
Have you been, like, where have you been in around Denver?
Pretty much the whole metropolis of the area. I once went to a stranger's wedding in Colorado Springs. I'm notorious for going to stranger's weddings. I don't know how I get roped into
Can we do that over Christmas? Because people always...
Crashers?
Yes, because people always have weddings around Christmas. Yeah, yeah, let's do that. And they always, I don't know, somehow we'll just start looking at people's mail by accident and looking for invites.
Although I mean, it probably wouldn't be that hard to find. Yeah, some venues that are just wedding venues.
Well, we're just going to call and be like, hi, we'd like to get married on the whatever day. And they're like, oh, that one's booked for a wedding. And we're like, oh, phooey. And then we write down. So we'll just find
Will
out that way.
The real life female wedding crashers? Is that what you're saying?
Shit, yeah. My dating light just went up. And
on
yours,
Vince
too.
Vaughn. You can be... Owen, or
I get the crazy person?
No, I'm Vince.
Oh, you get the crazy one who falls in love, and I'm the one that actually falls for feelings. Oh, hail.
Right. Oh, I'm so glad you've seen that movie.
I have seen that movie because that chick is hilarious.
I'll find you.
Yeah, that's totally what you get.
I feel like you identify with her a bit.
What? I don't.
Just kidding. We do know some people that might. Ooh, maybe.
So there's a little bit of can't take a hint.
So, our producer, David, said that he was going to spend New Year's Eve at karaoke. Is this correct?
Yeah, we're doing it right here.
Right here at Traeger's karaoke. Okay,
instead of karaoke? She's going to carry he? That was a terrible joke. I freaking tried, folks.
You dropped the ball on that one, bro.
Oh, hell.
So, yeah, I'm going to...
Hey, look, Vince Vaughn's on TV. Because they have a TV here in Traeger's. It was in the clip before. Oh, okay. You just looked too slow.
Oh, you're right. This is for Christmases. Karaoke, bro. Here.
I've never done karaoke, and I think it's a public service.
You think it's a public service to do karaoke?
I think whenever I make a resume about what I've done for the community, I think I don't do karaoke. That is my public service. People appreciate that, and they don't know
karaoke.
It.
Karaoke. I hope.
Well, you're a good singer.
Well, sometimes I get the yips, Carrie.
The who?
The yips.
What's the yip?
It's when your anxiety becomes so hardcore that you physically can't perform something that you usually have. It's the yips. Like, in softball, I used to get the yips, and I couldn't throw a ball. Like, my body forgot how to throw a ball because my anxiety was so much that it was making my muscle memory.
How do you cure the yips?
Drink.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be a science fair project for adults.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever...
Get, like, a whole bunch of people to anxiety, give half of them, like, non-alcoholic beer, and then the other half alcoholic beer, and test it.
Well, I'm no rookie. I'd know the difference immediately.
Well, you would not be one of the sample candidates or whatever they're called. Testers?
Test dummies?
Test dummy? Test rabbit?
Sorry, Carrie. Is that coffee that you were just handed?
It's a coffee martini.
Coffee martini? Can I try that?
Oh,
do you mind?
I'm passing it around. Is it hot? Am I going to burn my crotch?
Coffee martini. How do you drink, Carrie?
Drink what?
Anything.
Well, I try not to spill it, but that has a tiny...
Oh, the smell alone. Oh, wow.
Oh, can I have a drink? Can I toss it?
Yeah. Toss it. Oh, wow.
I didn't mean can I toss
That's...
it.
A new drink at Traeger's. You guys are pretty new.
Okay, I'm doing this.
Traeger's. That is so good.
Did you taste it,
Juan?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You have to be a coffee fan, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not really a coffee fan, but I'm a fan of that shit.
You're a Starbucks fan. Right?
No, I'm a Durango Joe's.
Oh, Durango Joe's.
But I also don't do caffeine. Well, it's another community service besides no karaoke. I haven't had caffeine in about 12 years.
That's a lie.
Well, I had a Coke once.
No, I've seen you, physically I've seen you drink 2 Coca-Colas.
When? Oh, when I was in the hospital?
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, so when
that
I was in the hospital, I had...
That is delicious.
That is fantastic.
What is it? Well,
the hell it is. It was yours.
Clutch it close.
I will meet you in the parking lot and we will settle this like adults.
Wait, let him chug that. So he'd never hit a woman until
That is some tasty shit. I might need one of those. Or 5. Mm-hmm. Do they do them decaf? Because like I'm saying, you guys don't... Do you want to see me on caffeine? I haven't had caffeine. But when you saw me have those Cokes, I was chill.
Enjoyed it.
It was so good.
Yeah, so I don't...
And I had one Dr. Pepper.
Here's my theory on caffeine as I've gotten older. And maybe I've just had one too many Red Bulls or something. I just don't respond to it like I used to. My body's immune to caffeine.
Yeah, because you have it so often, your body's just adjusted. Kind of like, okay, so again, it's all about me, show. I was smoking forever and ever, and I quit smoking 13 years ago also.
Uh-huh.
So now, like, even one puff of a cigarette sends me over. Back when I was a smoker, it was nothing. It was just maintenance. So coffee to you might just be maintenance.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. That's, I mean, maybe. Maybe. Do you say espresso? Espresso. It's espresso.
Okay, we have a correction. It's an espresso.
Oh, protein. It's an espresso. I thought I heard that just now. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's in it besides espresso? Yeah, what's the floaty stuff?
And,
nutmeg?
Probably vodka. And no, it's chocolate on top. Shaved chocolate.
Shaved chocolate.
That's some good shit, man.
Ah, it's delicious. Espresso.
It's espresso. It's so good.
Espresso yourself. I like it. I like it a lot. Carrie and I will just stick to our land sharks.
I like them.
Yeah, they're not bad.
And our water.
They're not bad at all. Did you put Christmas decorations up, Carrie?
Well, I tried a few times to get people to help with the outside. And they didn't, so I did one of those, like, looks like, I don't know.
Oh, I have a projector. Is that what you did?
Well, the projector balls.
Yep, I have those, for sure.
I put two and was like, yep, there you go. Yep. Now, the Christmas tree's up until I couldn't reach, so the top isn't done. Goes back to I can't stand on anything and ladder. And I tried to throw some ornaments at it. Some of them kind of stuck in the top.
Well. You know, they say you're supposed to put ornaments, like, in a tree because it makes the lights bounce off. They didn't do that here, but I have done it before in the past.
Are you checking out their balls?
That's a nice.
Or the red
mind.
Balls. I don't think she did either, but the red balls look like they need an antibiotic.
I do if they're glittery.
Glitter balls. Glittery balls make it. Oh my god, that could be in the science fair project.
Shut up.
No, I want to dip somebody's sack in glitter.
Oh wow, that sounds like torture.
Would it be?
I would feel like that would. Well,
I've never really had that much glitter on my skin.
I thought you were going to say, I've never really had balls, so I don't know.
Well, I've never had balls either.
That's true.
Well, can we ask the room? I'm just kidding. How would you feel if somebody had you teabag glitter? The Adult Science Fair projects. Oh, I could keep going. I think I should have one.
I think you should focus on other things in your life right now, Carrie, but maybe in the future. It's good.
If I had
balls.
One, would you participate?
No, I hate science.
You wouldn't. There's not one thing adult-like that you'd want to test.
I'm sure. I love experiments. Obviously, it worked out really well for me. So,
hence her dating life.
I am one big experiment. So no. Yeah. I got these deer. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Sam's Club. Apparently, I really like Sam's Club, but they are. They're not like the regular deer that light up just the regular white. They're like hologram.
I know.
Like
I took pictures with them last weekend.
Oh, yeah. You were there.
And I took pictures of you with them.
Well, thanks for
Thank you
me
for
the
remembering
pictures.
That I was there, asshole.
Well,
I was there.
I barely remembered I was there.
My
so.
My deers used to do naughty things, and it wasn't my fault. It was my friend, Mandy Noelle Hodges. Not that I would ever throw a name out. But my kids would look out the window, and they're like, Mom, the deer are doing it again. I'm like, what? So she would move them so they're, like, doing doggy style.
That's
and
so
remember the does that move their heads up and down like they're eating?
Ew.
Well, you put the bow on... The bow? Oh, my God. You put the buck on his back.
Oh,
and the doe's giving a hummer. And then
actually,
they were doing
that's
69.
Upsetting. That's upsetting.
No,
I'm
so
upset.
Even the neighbors would look at my yard like, tisk, tisk. So I stopped getting deer.
Even the neighbors? I'd say especially the neighbors.
Well, and the kids were like, the deer are doing it again. And I'm like,
no,
well, I'm sorry.
You.
So...
No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm good on that.
So I had to get her back because, you know, you can't just not get a prank back.
No. Did you just hear what that drink was called?
I did. Clever. It made me think of The Simpsons.
Oh, did it?
Because he said the drink's going to be called Santa's Little Helper because Santa needs five of those helpers over here. But Santa's Little Helper is the name of the dog that they get on the very first episode one, season one of The Simpsons. Because Bart can't afford, not Bart, what's his dad's name? Homer.
Homer.
Jesus, Carrie, I have Santa's helper. Homer lost his Christmas bonus, can't afford anything, so he bets on a dog, and the dog comes in last place. So he gets thrown out. Now he's a homeless dog.
Okay. News to me, you are a Simpsons fan.
Yes.
This is new. See? I am learning new things about you all the time.
But I do suggest everyone get down here and try one of those bad boys.
Yeah. That.
Or like 7.5, I don't know. Scythe.
That was really good.
Jesus, Carrie.
When we sing karaoke, I want one. When I sing and you listen.
But how do you choose what song? What if I chose your karaoke song? Could you pull it off?
I mean... I'll do it. I'm in. I'll move.
There's an inside joke there, fellas, that we will probably never talk about, but every time she says, I'll move, I get a giggle. And there it is. We need to have one of those sound effects.
Yeah. I have...
What song would I pick for you?
I don't know. There's quite a few.
It's gotta be obviously. It's gotta be Van Halen for sure.
It's gotta be what?
Van Halen.
Oh.
You could do it, no? Beach Boys?
I don't want to sing Van Halen.
What would you pick for me? You're all the silent. The sound of silence.
Tequila.
That's Simon Art.
I would pick tequila. It's one word. Dun, 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 dun. Tequila. And then you're good.
I could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's because the monitor would prompt me to say tequila.
Well, all I'd hear is like you being... too excited and
tequila.
Yeah, that would be you for sure. So, whatever.
Son of a bitch, I'm in. Give me another one of those Santa's little helpers, and I'll do just about anything. Oh my.
Oh dear. I have sang karaoke at a lot of places, a lot of times in my life. Do you remember the Office bar?
No.
Really?
I think that was popular when I was in college, and I didn't live here then.
Oh, you are out doing bigger and better things. Yeah.
I was getting a degree that got me nowhere, yeah.
Well, I used to go to the Office Bar with my cousin, and I may or may not have been legal, but God bless the Office Bar, because that's where I first...
Their blind eye.
Yeah. But my cousin, sorry, dude, he had a nipple ring, and we were dancing, and he went to go do a slide on his stomach, and hit caught on the board.
That's called the penguin.
Where
you throw yourself on your chest and throw your arms back.
Yeah, he did that, and then his penguin got ripped.
Oh, I have a terrible story about penguining. It wasn't me, though. I just kind of encouraged somebody. So one of my husbands, I love stories that start that way. There was a bunch of us partying in the garage. The garage door was open, and there was snow in the front yard, and we dared him to do the penguin across the snow. So he was like, hell yeah, he takes a shot. He takes his shirt off, and he runs towards the front yard to hit that grass at, I don't know, 90 miles an hour. I don't know what kind of shot he had. And he hit that. He was going so fast without a shirt on, penguining across the snow, and then he stopped and goes, ah! And we're like, what happened? He goes, sprinkler head. His chest was never the same.
Ow.
Yeah. It looked like a third nipple right between where the nipples... But it started
awful.
Below his... Yeah, so don't ever penguin across grass unless you know where the sprinkler heads are. That was an oopsie
disclaimer.
Poops. Oopsie poopsies.
Disclaimer.
And then he just kind of stayed in the snow because the cold felt so good.
Yeah, at that point it was medicinal.
And then he got up out of the snow, and then it looked like we had slaughtered something in the yard because there was a blood patch in the snow. Bless his heart.
Well.
Now in hindsight that we're divorced, he had it coming.
When you divorced him, did you go, so sorry, but... Sprinkler head.
Remember that one time? Sprinkler head.
That's just how you drop bad news. Sprinkler head.
Yeah, because anyway, you know it's out there.
Whatever. Carrie, you got anything else to say in this episode?
No, only that I really think that we should like do things like hotel things sometimes on Facebook or wherever. Ask ideas, and then we can discuss the feedback on the show, because that would be funny.
If I had a nickel for every time you asked that, I would.
And the nickel for every time no one actually
did show. Whatever, it's cool.
Science fair experiment.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I think that's all I've got.
Cool. Well, I think we probably have a couple more shows before Christmas, so
I think we do.
But happy holidays, everybody, and we'll catch you on
Happy
the
holidays, and if it does snow, don't penguin in the grass.
If it's yellow, don't eat it.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your cleaner underwear.